No, I'm not looking.
I'm thinking.
You're thinking? What are you thinking?
I don't know.
You don't know? Right, there we are. We've boiled the kettle and we've put some hot water into this jug. Right.
I need my tissue.
Do you? Okay. Right, so we'll put the crystals in.
Yes, I'm going to watch that.
If you watch that, then you can help stir your hands clean. Before we start doing any cooking, we've got to have clean hands. You've just washed them upstairs, haven't you?
I did.
Are you nice and clean?
No.
Oh, that's very, very, very hot water.
No.
Good. I'll get a...
Spoon.
A nice spoon. Do you know what flavour jelly this is?
This.
Raspberry.
Raspberry.
Nice hot water to dissolve the jelly crystals.
I don't have
it. Right, I'll hold the jug. And that's right, I'll hold you and you stir very carefully, gently, because the water's so hot, if it splashes it will burn you. That's right, round and round. That's stirring or mixing.
I am mixed.
We've made jelly before, haven't we?
Mm.
Did we do a raspberry one last time or a strawberry? I think it was strawberry, wasn't it?
Yeah, raspberry.
Mmm, it smells nice. Just let's do it a bit quicker and then we can get the crystals dissolved.
Is that how it can smell?
It can smell. Mm. That smells nice.
Delicious.
Delicious, that's it. You keep stirring it because we need all the crystals on the back of the spoon have to disappear, don't they?
Delicious.
That's it. Gently does it. Round and round and round and round. It's like a clock, isn't it? We start at 12 and we go to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 at the bottom, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, back to 12 again. Right. Round and round like the hands on a clock. Start at 12, we'll go right the way round and end up back on 12. Need another smell.
Hot!
It smells hot, it smells nice, it doesn't look nice. Raspberry jelly. Right. Leave the spoon in. That's it. No. Don't leave it, Tom, leave the spoon in. Don't pick the spoon up. They're burnt.
What's this? It's some of that.
That's Daddy's bicycle pump, isn't it, that you can see. Right, I think just about all the jelly's gone from the spoon. So we need now to put some cold water in.
Cold water, where are you?
So, right, what shall I do? Now, watch, that doesn't go anywhere near you.
What?
Don't touch it for a minute.
A minute.
Yeah.
Wow. Right,
here we are, we've got some cold water now. I'm going to pour that to the top of the jug.
Okay.
Oh, just a second, darling, don't stir it yet.
Right.
Better be with you when you're stirring, because it's... Even though we've just put some cold water in, it's still quite warm.
There.
And I don't want it to get burnt. And it's ever so fun on this jug, isn't it? Stir, stir, stir. That's it, now we're mixing the cold water in with the boiled water and the jelly. So that does smell nice. It won't be ready for lunchtime, will it?
It
might be ready for tea, I don't know, we'll have to see. What do you think to that? Now, the last time we did jelly, we made fancy teddy bears and pussycats, but this time we're going to just put it into this glass bowl. Is that all right? Whoops, steady. Don't lift the spoon out, just stir it in the jug. That's right. Right.
No, it's
to do it on your own, but don't lift the spoon out. This spoon looks a beautiful colour, doesn't it?
Does.
It's silver, and then you put it in the jelly, and what happened?
It's red.
It's red, isn't it?
It's...
Jelly spoon. What's the song we know about jelly? Jelly on the plate.
Jelly on the plate. Wibble wobble.
Wibble wobble.
Jelly on the plate.
And then we sing it really, really fast, and the last verse is... Jelly on the plate, jelly on the plate. Wibble wobble, wibble wobble, wobble, jelly on the floor. Steady, steady. Right, come on, if you want to watch this bit now. Now, that's a clean bowl. I'll give it one last stir. And then I'm going to pour it very carefully into here. Now, just leave that there. And this is the bowl. I know, it's spilled a bit, hasn't it? That's the bowl that the jelly will cool into, and it will set in that. There we are. Does it still spill out? Don't touch it. Don't touch. Hello. Right, there we are. Now, what I'll do...
Yes, do that.
Pop a piece of kitchen paper onto this plate.
Yes.
There's that, and then we'll very carefully lift this nice big bowl of red chilli to the centre of that plate. Right, now, let's stand it right at the back of the worktop. And when it's cool, we'll put it into the fridge, and that's where it will set.
For many days.
That's it.
For many days. Mummy,
you're
naughty.
I
call
right
away running with my police.
Will you? Well, I don't think we'll be naughty
now,
will we?
Mummy, just turn you naughty.
All right. What am I supposed to have done?
You
bashed
a window or something.
I bashed a window?
Yeah.
That does sound naughty.
Give me a ring. Hello. I'm a policeman.
Hello, policeman.
I'm going to tell you a lie.
Oh, why?
Because you're being naughty.
My father, what have I done? What have I done, policeman? Why am I so naughty?
I put you in the police van.
You put me in the police van, but why? Why have I been so naughty?
Okay, I just don't know. You come in the police.
You can't just arrest somebody when you don't know what they've done and put them in a police car. That's just as naughty as being naughty. Steady. No. Would you like some ice cream with your jelly at tea time?
I want some ice cream. Will I go now?
Well, not now.
I want some.
But put your hands on there because it's sticky, isn't it, where we just put the jelly?
I won't. Oh, please.
Not now, no.
Please, I want to.
No. Oh, yes, hurt.
Yes, hurt.
So for your lunch you want some jelly and that's it?
Yeah.
And the jelly won't be ready for lunchtime, darling, because it's nearly lunchtime, yeah. Right, so what have we got in these boxes?
Did I say this?
Right, will you move those, please?
Okay. Boom, boom. Oh, it's a play tray. Any magnets?
Is it? They're fridge magnets, aren't they?
Again.
That's right, there are all sorts of letters of the alphabet. And look, there are these as well. What have we got? Is that an ambulance? And a red bus. And what else?
Something else red.
Something else red. Oh, it says repairs, and he's got a set of ladders on the side, so that must be a work van. And there's a tanker there. What do you think that has in it?
I think it has sweets.
Sweets? A sweet tanker? No, I think it's an oil tanker.
We saw a real oil tanker with a big boat. A real oil, that's what's got in it.
No.
Oil!
Oh, I see. Was that when you went to Nana and Grandad's?
Yeah.
You saw an oil tanker, did you, on a boat?
The real one. It was got lots of wheels on it, said oil.
Did it? It said oil?
Yeah.
Well, can you see what that says on there?
Yeah.
What does that say?
Sweets.
It doesn't. It says oil.
Yeah. That's right.
Oh, now look, we've got letters of the alphabet here. Shall I spell oil?
Yeah.
O. Oil. We need letter I. And there's an I. Well done. That's I. Fantastic. Gosh, how did you know that was an I?
There's no.
You just know, don't you? Right, we need an L now to make the L. We've got O, I, and we need L. No, that's an E. Is this an L?
Look, it says oil there. Oh,
look, it's cement mix.
And a cement mixer.
That.
That's the oil. Look, oil. Say the oil.
There.
A cement mixer. And, oh, what's that?
A shovel.
Oh, what there?
It's called a shovel.
A shovel?
A shovel.
What's a shovel? You mean a shovel?
A shovel.
A shovel. It's like a digger, that, isn't it? It reminds me of...
Look at that.
Yes, what's that? Ah, that looks like a jeep, an army. Not really a tank, but it's got camouflage on it. Look, does that look like that to you? We call this a digger, don't we? I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
Oh, it's all these letters.
Oh, you looked for one of those, didn't you?
Was I looking for one of those? An R? Well, I was going to try and spell Thomas.
No, Thomas.
We need a T for Thomas, don't we? Where's the T?
T one.
These are fridge magnets, aren't they? Letters. And they're all lowercase, they're not capital letters. There's a T. That's right, that's the next one you need is the blue one. Very good. T, her, no.
Oh,
no. Yeah, we need an R. No, that's not an R, that's an N. We need an R. An R is like an orange, it's round.
It's round.
Yes, you've nearly got it. That's an R. T, her, R. Then we need a M for mouse.
The one?
No.
That one? The one?
That one, the blue one. Mmm, that's a very big letter, look at that. Then we need an A, like an apple.
Yeah.
Let's have a look. Yes, that's excellent. Great, put it there next to A. You're delivering it in your truck, are you?
Mummy, put some lots in there, then I can leave it there.
Alright, and then the last letter is...
That's this.
No, that's M. S for snakes or sweets or shop.
Chocolates.
Look.
Sweets.
Look, you think of the S like a snake. Look. Run your finger around that.
No, I don't want to.
You don't want to? Okay.
Look, he's letting
it go. So have we spelled Thomas now?
Look.
That's the A for apple. And what about Henry?
Henry. He's Henry. Hammer.
Oh, hammer, no, that's the...
We're going to put that in the fridge.
Are you? No, don't put them in the fridge, Thomas. No.
Why?
No. No, be careful. Come back here, please.
I'm afraid my units.
No, but I don't want them in the fridge now. Come here, they'll go on this board instead. Thomas.
I'm making some numbers on the fridge. I am. Just look at me.
Well, these are letters, not numbers. You should have some...
Cementing. Orange and blue ones, Smudge.
Look, there's some more here. Are these letters as well, not numbers? Oh, these are letters and shapes. We've got two lots of fridge magnets and none of them are numbers. Isn't that funny? Hello, Birdie, what do you want? Yes, we haven't any numbers. That's very strange, Thomas. I thought we had.
I thought so.
You thought so as well? Right, just stay this side, look. Please. That's very clever. Just stay for a minute.
I want to do some more.
No.
Back. Screamy.
Right, through here, please.
Why are you doing that?
Because this is a piece of metal. Like the fridge. And we can do them into this instead. Let me let Purdy out. And we can place them up. Off you go, boss. Thank you. No more on the French toast.
Either this one.
Somewhere we must have something with some numbers on. We must have. I'm sure I've seen them. Thomas, come here, please.
Okay.
Do as you're told. Come here.
Okay.
Right. Now, you can do one here. They stick like a fridge. Look, the little magnets at the back cling to this. Look. Don't they?
Yeah.
That's magic. Look, tip them upside down, shake them. You can't do that in the fridge, can you? No. Oh, that's a her for Henry. Her, air, no. Now we need it, ruh.
Ruh.
A ruh for rabbit.
You want?
There's a ruh. And a yuh for yacht.
Yacht. Here's one. Here's
that's
one.
That's excellent. That is a one. Henry.
Let's shake it out.
Yes, it doesn't come off, you see. It says Henry. Let's see if we can do Thomas Henry. Well, we've just done a Thomas, haven't we? I think there's only one of each letter.
Let's see, Dad, shake that down.
We can't do Thomas and a Henry because we've only got one letter H. Huh. There's only one huh. And we need a huh for both Thomas and Henry. So, shall we do Thomas again? Where's the tip? So we'll have to pinch the tip from there. Where's the O? You can find the O for me.
There is the O.
No, that's an A, but we need that. We need the A. Right at the end. Right.
There.
That's this. No, that's an E. Oh, actually, that's a D, not an O. That's an O.
That's one.
That's a J for Jean, isn't it?
This is my counter where all the money going.
Is it?
Well, you want some money, Jane?
Could I buy an M from you, please, Mr. Chapman?
There's
no
M. Right. There you go.
No, that's not an M. Do you remember the M? It was it looked like a bridge.
Like
do you have a look on your train on the fire guard? We've got to, her, or,
Don't touch that money with
me. No, don't take them from there, but I'm just showing you which one is the M. You have a look at them, to, her, or, next one along with an M.
That one?
No, the green one.
That one?
No, the green one.
The one
that's it, now that's an M. Don't take it out of there, but just look for the same shape letter on this table.
What?
Let me see. It's the letter that I said was yeah. No, it's a long letter.
Is that one?
And it looks like a bridge. It looks like one of the bridges, the arch bridges, that Thomas the Tank Engine goes over.
Is this one?
No.
Alright. Right. See, I got one.
You have, I can see one in your shop.
This one?
No.
That one?
No.
Alright. Where is one? That one?
No, on your table.
Oh, yeah.
No. Look, Thomas, think of what I'm telling you. It looks like an arch bridge. It's blue. It's on your table. We've had it before. No.
Don't come to you only 6 months.
Well, I won't come to this shop again.
I gave you
the shopkeeper doesn't know what he's selling.
There you go.
That's the one. Well done.
And now I get you some sixpence.
Oh, thank you. Sixpence, oh. Now, I'd
like... Is that some money?
There you are. Could I
need
have...
that one. Need that would be a
right.
One.
Could I have an A?
A. A.
And a S, please, from your shop.
A.
No, I think they're all here now. I need to go back down.
Oh, my.
Is this all your money?
Get all my money out of my counter.
I'm still, I'd like to buy an ah, please, from your shop.
Ah,
that's the one.
Well
done.
You got to get your six.
No, I don't want those, thank you. Just an ah.
The money.
Just an ah, and then I'll give you some money. How much would you like?
£2.50.
£1, £2.50. Thank you so much. To her, oh, my, oh no, I've got to go back to the shop again. I've forgotten the S for the snake.
Oh dear.
Oh, excellent. You've remembered that one. Very well, thank you. How much is that?
2.30.
£2. £1. £2. And 30. 10, 20, 30.
Thank you.
To her or my s. Now, I was trying to spell Jean, but we've used the a in your name. When you use this one, it looks like a D. There. What does that say?
What do you want to buy? That's a shop call.
The shop's called Thomas and...
Hello?
Jean.
It's Jean.
Thomas and Jean's shop. Shall we spell the word shop?
Mummy, what do you want to buy today?
Have you got any letter S, please?
Letter S.
S shop.
Thank you, S shop. There I go.
Thank you.
What's that? 2.30?
Is it? Well, I haven't finished yet. I'd like a huh. An R. And a P. Now, can you find it? There's a blue P somewhere in your shop, mister. Mr. Shopman.
There you go. Stand up. Stand up. Thank you, there you go.
Oh, that's excellent. Thomas Shop, it says now.
There you go.
Now, what we'll do now, I'll put all
the... Can I have some money?
You can.
Thank you.
Very well, I'll just give you blue money. You put all the blue letters in one pile.
That's blue.
And we'll put all the pink ones here, the yellow ones there, and then when I'm asking you for a letter...
Yeah.
Just tell you which colour and then you can decide which one it is. We've got pink, yellow, purple, green, red, blue, yellow, haven't we? Now, what would you like to spell now, Thomas?
That one.
Shall we try and spell Purdy now?
It's Purdy. There we go.
Excellent. This is a P. You're very clever. A green P. Thank you.
There you go.
That's very clever. Thank you.
Is that some money?
There you are. How much is that?
That's 2.30.
There you are. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
That's quite all right. Now, I'd like to buy a... Oh, please. A U. Oh, for umbrella. It's one of the green letters.
I like one of the green letters.
No, that's a W.
That one?
No, that's a K.
That one?
That's the one. Oh, for up, an umbrella.
No.
Thank you. How much is that?
That's 2.30.
There you are. This could be the money, can't it?
Yes.
Right. There you are. One.
Thank you.
£2. 10, 20, 30. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you, dear.
That's quite right. Now, could I have an R from your shop at Rura? The rabbit.
Alright, okay, yeah?
I think you might have an R in red.
Right.
Please, that's the very one in your hand, clever boy. How much is that?
That's 2.30, please.
2.30?
Yes.
Is that the same as
£2.30? Yes, please.
£1?
Yes.
£2? No, I haven't got 30p, I've got a 50p. Could I have 20p change, please?
Of course you can. There you go. There you go.
That's kind, thank you very much.
And there's some money.
Oh, that's lovely, thank you.
There you go.
Now, I'd like a D, please.
A D?
Let me see which one's D. I think the D is red as well, Thomas.
D.
D for dog.
You almost had it then.
No, that's a G. No, the one next to it. That's it. Do you know, you picked that up the very first time. Do you remember A, B, C?
A-R-F.
D, E-R-F, that's right. Now we need an I, please. I think you have a pink I.
I don't have a pink.
No, when we were spelling oil, you picked it up straight away. It's got the dot on the top. Thank you. How much is that?
That's 2.30.
£2.30, right.
And A, please.
Pardon?
An E.
I do need an E as well. But if, well, tell you what, can I have an E, please? The E is purple or pink, and I shall give you a £5 note and you can give me some change.
Okay.
That's not E. Oh, no, an E. E for elephant. The E's a funny letter. It's all swirly. Look, that's an E. That's an E.
Two.
Which is the most expensive, a pinky or a purpley?
Two.
Oh, look, there's a greeny as well. Three E's. Which is the most expensive?
About two free ones. There you go.
Oh, I see. Is it buy one, get two free?
Yeah.
All right, okay. That says Purdy E E. Thank you. Here's the £5 note.
B25.
Thank you. Yeah. Now, shall we spell Peter?
Thank you.
Thank you very much. What time do you close?
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock tonight?
Yes,
I have plenty of time to do my shopping, haven't you? That's lovely. Right, we'll spell Peter now, I think.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Right, I'd like a blue P.
And a...
And a green E.
Thank you. There you go.
Thank you. And do you have a T as well, please?
A T? Yes.
Have a look. That's an F. It doesn't look like a T, doesn't it? Let's see if we get... There's a T. A red T. Can you see how similar they are?
Uh-huh.
They're very, very much the same. But look, the F curls at the top.
We look.
And the T curls at the bottom. Look. Yes, and that's a J for Jean. That's a T, please.
Thank you.
How much is that?
That's £2.30.
£2.30. Everything in your shop is £2.30, isn't it? You've got occasional offers, though, haven't you?
Well,
oh, yes. Thank you. Now, could I have another E, please? There's a purple E and a pink E.
Yep.
This is an E. Look, let me show you on this. That's an E. We're looking for something like that.
That purple?
It's purple, but it's not an E, is it? That's a pink E. That's wonderful. Thank you. Right, you pop it on next to that. P-E-T-P-E-T-E-R. No, we just need a R for rabbit. And then we spelt Daddy's name.
Mummy.
Oh, sorry, I haven't paid for the E, have I? I'm sorry, how much is that?
That's £2.30.
£2.30, there you are. £2.50. I'll have 20p change, please.
Thank you very much.
You're putting it in your till underneath the counter.
There you go.
It's nice and safe, doesn't it? Thank you so much. Could I just have an R, please?
That's R.
No, that's an R. That's a U, an R for umbrella.
There.
I can't actually see the R. Oh, yes, I can. It's red. R for red.
Red.
That's wonderful. How much is that?
That's £2.30.
That's £2.30 as well. Oh, no, I've spent up. I've actually spent up. What I've got is I've got £2, a £2 coin.
Oh,
well, so I've actually got a letter F that I don't need. So
that's funny.
So can I give you £2 coin and the letter F? Then you can sell the letter F again. And that will cover the amount of money I haven't got.
You.
What does that say?
Ow.
What does that say? Peter.
Yeah, Peter. Me.
Peter. Isn't that lovely?
Okay. You can be an accountant now.
Right, okay, I'm in the shop and you ask me for letters and I'll sell them to you. You tell me what you need.
I want that one, please, and this one, and this one, that, please.
Right, do you know what their names are? You point to them and I'll tell you what they are.
That one, please.
What's that one? That is an I.
I want that one, please.
And an E. That's right. What else would you like?
Some red one, please.
A red one.
Thank you.
Right, would you know who we could spell with this?
Yeah.
We could actually spell Isabel, couldn't we?
Then we have to say, it comes off.
It doesn't come off, does it? It's magic, the magnet sticks to the metal. Just like the fridge, but with this tray, we can put all this in here.
Got this, don't you? I want that, please.
Oh, these are nice things, aren't they? Right, so you spent quite a lot. I think actually that's going to cost you £10.99.
Cool! That's gorgeous!
Goodness me! I know, I thought that when I charged you. It's loads of money, isn't it?
And it looks good.
Wait! Oh, excuse me, please.
Out.
You just cleared out?
Yes, cleared out.
Look, I'm spelling Isabel for you. You bought enough letters to spell Isabel.
What? Number one.
And you bought all those little things for your fridge. Isn't that lovely?
And down that shop said closed.
Is it? Oh, well, shall we spell closed? Let's put this closed sign up, shall we? And I think we might go and have some lunch, Thomas. We're going to have our lunch now. I can't see a C for closed and for pussycat, furry cat.
Oh dear.
Here we are. Here's the C. Right, you hold it up and I'll put K. There's no charge for this. We do this sign for free. K. O. S. That is snake closed. And duh. Can't see the duh. Yes, I can. Closed.
Closed.
Let's have a look. Closed. Closed. Okay.
Bye.
Bye bye.
See you later.
Bye bye. Right, I'm going to do some sandwiches now, Thomas.
Like a sandwich.
Sandwich?
Mm.
Would you like some cheese with it?
No, thanks.
A jam sandwich?
I want a butterbread.
Pardon?
I want some marmalade.
Some marmalade?
Yeah.
A marmalade sandwich? Oh. You sound like Paddington Bear.
Paddington Bear?
Paddington Bear.
Why?
Because Paddington Bear likes marmalade sandwiches. That's why. Oh dear. Making a mess of cutting the bread, aren't I?
Yeah, why?
Never mind.
You're a mess pot.
Am I a mess pot? That's what I call you sometimes. Thomas, a big mess pot. It's a good job we've got some marmalade, isn't it?
Woo!
No, Thomas, I'll eat those if you're going to eat them. This will be a nice sandwich. Pots are rattling on the table, aren't they? So I'm slicing the bread. There we are, it's nearly ready. No, Thomas, please, don't do that. It's making too much noise. You didn't really eat any breakfast, did you? You hungry now? You're not talking to me.
My shop is open.
What's open?
A shop.
Your shop? Well, I think it's closed for lunch now, isn't it? Yeah. Was it a sign shop?
It was a sign shop.
You were making signs? There we are. Would you like a little plate for your sandwich?
No, thanks.
I'll get you some special juice.
Thank you very much. It's good.
That's quite all right. Yes, a new special cup. Now, are you sure you wouldn't like a piece of cheese with that?
No.
And what about a pear?
No, yes, please.
You'd like a pear? Okay, I'll peel a pear for you. I think they're quite ripe now. In fact, I think I might have a pear.
Oh, where?
Pardon?
I'm eating honey.
You're eating honey?
Yeah. honey.
No, it's marmalade.
Pretend it's honey.
Oh, pretending it's honey. Why are you pretending you're Winnie the Pooh? That's Winnie the Pooh likes honey, doesn't he? Winnie the Pooh's a bear and he likes honey. And Paddington Bear's a bear and he likes marmalade sandwiches. So that's funny, isn't it?
Mm.
No, just a minute, Thomas. Not peeled yet.
I'm just wiping my hands.
You're wiping your hands, are you, on the cloth? You probably feel very sticky, do you, with the marmalade?
Mm. Yeah. I like carrots very well.
You like carrots as well?
Mm.
Well, I think Eeyore, the donkey from Winnie the Pooh, probably is the carrot person. There you are. Now eat the bread as well, Thomas, not just the marmalade. But you're going to be hungry, otherwise you're not eating much at all at the moment, are you?
Well...
You had a nice drink of milk earlier on. It probably fills you up a little bit, did it?
Mm.
There we are. You're eating a pear, Quitty. Would you like another pear? Because they're really small, aren't they?
Mmm. Please.
There you are. I'll slice you another pear. Do you know what these little pears are called?
Yeah.
Fun-sized pears.
Fun-sized,
especially for children. When you start going to school, you might have to take some lunch. I'm not quite sure what happens. You know, if you ever stay at Mrs. Platford's nursery at lunchtime, Mummy always gives you some sandwiches and some fruit, doesn't she, in a little box? Well, these pears...
Well, I'm going to wash my hands.
Well, I'm in a minute. I'm just peeling this for you. Will you please eat the bread, Thomas?
Okay, I'll wait a minute.
These little pears are ideal to put in those little lunch boxes, aren't they? Because the boxes are only small. You'd have to take a wipe because your hands would be very sticky afterwards, wouldn't they? Look, Purdy's coming back to the door now.
Don't watch that pick.
It's probably just the end of the pear. Might just be a little bit of peel. It doesn't matter because you can eat the peel. There we are.
Have a pear now.
Last piece of pear. How's that?
There are lots of pears.
I know, I think I'll do one for myself.
I don't need a drink for me.
What are you going to do in a moment? Would you like a special juice?
Yes.
Can you be...
In that cup.
In that cup, okay.
Where's your hand? This?
There was no point wiping your hands until you've finished all together, Thomas. You're eating sticky marmalade and pears.
Ooh, ha ha, ha ha, ho ho.
This juice feels very cold because it's been in the fridge.
There's a bit of black.
Oh, well, we just had to wipe it on that cloth. Here we are. This has got berries in it. What sort of berries? Grape, apple, elderberry, strawberry, and blackcurrant. All in the one drink. Well, whoops! Did you see what I did?
Yeah.
I tried to put the lid of your pink on top of the bottle. I wonder it didn't fit. If I tried to put the bottle top on your beaker, it would have fallen in, wouldn't it?
What would have fallen in?
Would you like some strip cheese?
Please.
A packet of Dairy Lee strip cheese. There you are. Right. Now, if you're happy with that, I shall go and get my pear now.
I'm going to strip my cheese away.
You're going to strip it yourself, are you? Your favourite. It's just come out of the fridge, so that's quite cold as well. Oh, excuse me, I heard that. Thomas, what do you say?
No, thank you.
No, you don't. You say, excuse me, please, or pardon me. It's quite rude, isn't it?
You've got to eat your sandwich, Thomas. You're going to be hungry if you just have a little bit of cheese and pear. Imagine you've eaten some of your cereal from breakfast, haven't you?
Yes, sometimes.
You didn't eat the Honey Loops at breakfast, but you've just had some now. Tasty.
Mm.
There. Right, now that. All those pear peelings and the pips and the cores can go in the paper napkin into the compost bin, can't they? Don't think I'm going to have a marmalade sandwich, Thomas. I think I'll have something else.
About custard?
How about custard? No, I don't think I fancy a custard sandwich.
About cucumber?
Cucumber? What a good idea. I could have some cheese and some cucumber, couldn't I?
I want some chicken.
All right. Have you got some? Have you finished that cheese?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You enjoy it?
Yeah, I did.
Would you like some of the cheese that Mummy's having?
Yeah.
A nice piece.
Custard.
Did you say custard?
Custard, yeah.
Custard? I don't think you've really had custard for quite a long time.
Mama, I haven't.
Have you?
No.
I think you'd like bananas and custard.
I love.
You do? Well, yes.
I do sometimes.
Mm, we do sometimes have that, don't we? Well, tonight, I don't know what we're going to have for tea, but the jelly should be ready, shouldn't it?
Yeah.
We've got to have something other than jelly, though. Might do something with pasta. You're not really eating an awful lot, are you, at the moment?
No, I have some more.
Some more cheese.
Mm.
There you are. Chew it properly, won't you?
I will.
There you are, sweetheart. And please have some bread. There you are. That's all the cheese. Look, it's empty now. No more left.
For tea time, and more sandwiches.
Well, you must eat a bit of bread, Thomas. Ah, oh, here's the cucumber. Gosh, that's a big one, isn't it? Mummy's friend Ron grew that in his greenhouse. Look at that.
Mmm, yeah.
Gosh, we didn't buy that at the shops, did we?
What by what shop?
We didn't buy the cucumber at the shop. Mummy's friend gave it to her.
Okay.
He gave me lots of tomatoes and a big cucumber.
Hey, I should have gone for my granddad some tomatoes for you.
Oh, right. Grandma and granddad, did they have some tomatoes for me?
Yeah, but you've forgotten them.
You've forgotten them?
Mm.
Oh, dear. Did Grandma realise she'd forgotten to bring them?
Yeah.
What did she say?
Oh, I did, oh, custard, is she?
She said, oh, custard?
Yes.
Did she? It's a funny thing for Nan to say, isn't it? Oh, dear. Was she cross that she'd forgotten to bring them?
No, wasn't.
No, but was Mum not cross?
No.
Had you picked them specially from the greenhouse?
Mm.
And then you forgot to bring them, oh, dear. Never mind, I'm sure we'll be seeing them again, won't we? I don't feel very warm, Thomas. Do you feel cold or do you feel all right?
I'm feeling so cold.
Are you? Oh dear.
I don't have a drink.
Well, the drink's cold as well, isn't it? That's not going to warm you up. Look at Mummy's sandwich. It's really big pieces of cucumber. At least I think it's going to fall apart when I bite into it. Here goes. Mmm, it's very nice.
Very nice, very nice.
Well, it's a pity about the tomatoes because I've been baking some tomatoes in the oven. I've put them in jars with garlic and thyme and a bay leaf in olive oil. I'm keeping them for the winter when there aren't any tomatoes. something can happen with salads and sandwiches.
Yuck.
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 No, you probably wouldn't like it, but Mummy and Daddy like it.
Oh, cool stick. That was a crocodile saying on my news. I say, oh, custard.
Custard?
Yeah, okay.
Who said that on the news?
Fireman. Fireman?
A fireman?
Not a fireman, a railman. A railman.
Railman? Why did the railman say custard?
Because it is now. His mum just say custard.
It's a funny thing for a mum just to say on the news, isn't it? Custard.
I watch that to tell it later. How are we on the news?
When Daddy comes home from work, he'll want to watch the news, certainly. Won't he? Do you like your new beaker?
Mummy, there's a cat stuck in the tree.
A cat stuck in the tree? Whereabouts?
It's up there.
Up there?
Got her.
You've rescued her, have you?
And he jumped down there, and then he got her just there. Watch this big light going off. It's real coming up.
No, don't do that, Thomas. You're pretending it's a lorry driving off with smoke coming out of the back, are you? Come on, will you please eat your sandwiches now? That's enough drink. Eat some more pears, please. Finish your cheese or pears, please. You're full up because you've drunk too much juice.
Poorly, I'm poorly.
Oh no, you're not very well, but... Just eat the pear, because that's light to eat, isn't it?
I don't want to.
Can you hear Uncle Brian using his vacuum cleaner?
I can't. I want to listen outside. The back of the planet.
No.
Okay, please.
You must be hoovering the room next door to our dining room because I can hear it. That's the only time we hear him, isn't it?
Bother, bother, bother.
Why are you saying bother, bother, bother?
Because I need to say bother, bother, bother. And the railway man say, bother, Thomas. Please, Errol, please bring gas agitator. A gas agitator.
What's a gas agitator?
It's from the gas. Gas.
Gas?
Yes, gas.
Is it something to do with a fire engine?
It is.
Not a respirator?
It is a respirator.
A gasitator. I don't really know what a gasitator is. Not a gasometer.
It is that.
And that's on a fire engine, is it?
Yes, on Fire and Sam.
Oh, on Fire and Sam. All right. And what's the gasitator used for?
For Norman Price.
For Norman Price?
For falling in a holiday. You've got to be Farm and Sam.
So when Norman Price from Farm and Sam falls into a home, a hole,
yeah.
Farm and Sam comes along with a gasitator, does he? Yeah. Bang, please.
Mummy, I can fall in the water.
No.
That's my Norman. I am my new one in the Norman.
What's the matter here? What?
I wanted to fall in. Oh, no, engine. Take it off me. I want to play with it.
Yeah, you were. It's in your face, Croc. I was wiping my hands. I didn't realise it was something terribly important to do with your games, St Thomas. Here you are. Oh, dear. Do you not want that either?
No, I want no much. Hold on this hole here. Now it's gone.
Come, there it is. It's fallen.
I'm not fine, my son.
Who are you?
I don't know. I'm still Thomas.
You're still Thomas?
Yes. I want to get down.
All right. Just let Mummy finish his last mouthful of pear, please.
Okay. Can't.
The more she has. Would you like to finish your juice?
No, I'm not feeling hungry.
You're not feeling hungry, but are you feeling thirsty for your juice?
No.
All right. Fair enough. Look, the sun's shining now.
And it's still raining.
Well, it might still be raining, but the sun's out. I don't think it is raining, actually. I think it's stopped. Bridie's outside. I think she would have come to the door to be let in if it was raining, don't you?
Get out, Mummy!
Alright. What hurts you?
Me, just everything.
Everything hurts. Oh, poor darling. Okay.
Then I can't scratch my back.
No, but you mustn't scratch anyway, Thomas.
Why?
No, we mustn't scratch
because... I want to scratch my back.
No, but the thing is, if you scratch when you've got little...